السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The continuation of the shadow is dependent on the continuation of the origin, and there is no salvation for the Ummah except by uprooting the regimes. Translated. The intensive bombardment of the occupation upon Beirut and the southern suburb resulted in the fall of hundreds of victims and wounded, among them a large number of women and children as a result of the targeting of densely populated residential areas. And in a separate documentation during March 2026, women comprised 21% of the total victims of the escalation by the Jewish entity. And as a result of the escalation of the pace of the security events due to the aggression of the occupation, there was during a recent period a large flow of displaced to the relatively safe areas in the main cities such as Sidon, in south of Lebanon, and Tripoli in the north, which exacerbated the humanitarian situation in these areas due to the failure of the policy of the Lebanese state in managing crisis and distance from preparing the areas for such conditions and others. The displaced women of Beirut and its suburb constitute more than half of the number of displaced, and they face catastrophic humanitarian conditions. And they bear double burdens to protect their families amid a severe shortage in their basic needs and health services and safe shelter places, with many of them resorting to public squares or overcrowded shelter centers. The Jewish entity continues in committing its horrific massacres in cold blood. So it kills children, women, elderly, and even the medical crews, and that in full view and hearing of the whole world. And here we see its crimes in Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon reaching humans, trees, and stones. And despite that, we see the rulers of the Muslims forming a real iron dome and the protective umbrella for this entity rather than leading their armies to rescue their people. And amongst them, in method, is the one who rushes to the kafir, disbelieving Western states, especially America, the greatest sponsor of the Jews, seeking a solution by inserting Lebanon within an agreement of ending the war with Iran. We remind the Muslims in Lebanon, indeed, the one who looks at the usurping Jewish entity while it is surrounded by these rulers, then he realizes completely that the continuation of this entity is dependent on their continuation. Indeed, the founder of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Sheikh Taqiddin al-Nabahani, may Allah have mercy on him, spoke the truth when he confirmed the great political reality that, quote, the entity of the Jews is a shadow of the regimes existing in the Islamic lands, end quote. And this is what we live today. So the continuation of the shadow is dependent on the continuation of the origin, and there is no salvation for the Ummah except by uprooting these regimes from their roots, to the extent that America and other Western states which support this entity would not have had that influence if among these rulers there was a rightly guided man. And we have mentioned repeatedly and repeatedly that eliminating the Jewish entity is not by peace treaties, for the Jews are a people of treachery, and not by normalization with them, for they are the usurpers of the lands and sanctities of the Muslims. Thus, the complete liberation of Palestine and al-Masjid al-Aqsa and its purification from the filth of the Jews is not except by serious work to establish the Khilafah al-Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate, where الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به. The Imam is a shield. Fighting is done from behind him and protection sought by him. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at the time when there will not remain for the Jewish entity any standing, rather even the kuffar, disbelieving colonizing states stronger than the Jewish entity and greater in number, will be amongst the most humiliated.
إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد.
Indeed, in that is a reminder for whoever has a heart or gives ear while he is present. Surah Qaf, Ayah 37. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.